K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Is this Rudy?
Hey guys.
Rudy. He's probably like, I'm
so
sick of that, guys.
Sorry, I know.
Rudy, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Apopka.
All right, well, tell us why you're calling us today.
I met this girl, and she is super great. I've been trying to hang out with her, and she's just really busy all the time. And I know she does this yoga class thing on Thursdays, so I was like, hey, is there any way I can meet you? I mean, I'll meet you at your yoga class if, like, that works for you, you know? And she seemed to be really into the idea. I mean, I've never done yoga in my life, so it was really weird, to be honest.
That's a big kind of thing to just do for somebody that's never done it before.
Yeah, yes. To be honest, it was really uncomfortable, but I made it. I did it for her, and we got to spend time together, and it was awesome. I had a great time just because she was there, you know? But now she won't call me back. So I have no idea what the deal is.
Well, and it's also, like, you don't talk during yoga, so that's got to be kind of hard, too.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot afterward, but we didn't really talk during yoga because it's really quiet in there.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, all we're going to do here is try to get her on the line and get you guys talking, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Tracy, please.
This is Tracy. Who's this?
Tracy, this is Obi and Ashley.
Hey, Tracy.
We are a morning radio show for K92.3, the big station here in town.
Oh, hi.
Do you have a couple minutes this morning?
No, I'm actually getting ready for work now, so can you just take me off your list,
Hold on. So we're actually here to help you out because you went on a date with this guy named Rudy, and basically we're just going to paste you two back together again and get you guys dating.
Yeah, we are not solicitors at all. He gave us your number directly to get a hold of you because he said he's been trying to get a hold of you, and he just wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Oh, does he?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he told you, but... I thought he seemed like a relatively cool guy, and he had been trying to, you know, take me out on a date, but I'm super busy, so...
Well, he did tell us that, and he did say that he also went to yoga with you, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him, you know, he kept trying to hang out, and I was super busy, so I told him if he really wanted to see me, he could come with me to a yoga class.
Okay, that's cool.
He came, and he showed up, and he's in, like, Lycra spandex, like he's in the 80s or something.
Like a Jane Fonda workout tape?
Yeah, like I don't know if he like just had that in his closet.
Okay, so because of his choice of outfit, you're not getting back to him?
That didn't help, but I don't know. I take yoga really seriously. I go like every day. They know me by name at the studio, and you know, we're like barely just starting to get into downward dog, and I can just see him like looking at all the other girls, and it was like, seriously, dude? And it was just really rude.
Oh, man.
I mean, but it's hard to not notice the other people there.
He was literally staring at the girls. Like, with every time we would, like, move from Warrior 1 to Warrior 2, he, like, took that as an opportunity to, like, check out everyone's butt. It was, like, ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, between the spandex and, like, checking out other girls' butts right in front of me, it was like, okay, dude, I don't really need to see you again.
Well, you know what? Why don't we talk to him right now? Rudy, he's on the line.
Hey.
Hello.
I have no idea what I'm doing in yoga. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, I could tell.
Hold on a second, though. That's not fair. I've never been to yoga before. I only did it to be with you, and I had no idea what I was doing. So whenever any of the moves changed or whatever was happening, I was just trying to understand what other people were doing so I could do it right.
Okay. First of all, what's happening? You called them and then got me on the phone and pretended that you weren't on the phone?
Well, yeah. Sorry, Tracy. You just weren't returning my calls at all, and I had no idea why, and I thought it went really well. But I was so outside my comfort zone to hang out with you, and then it totally blew up in my face.
Are you one of those guys that doesn't realize he's checking out all the other chicks around him?
I mean, I guess so, but I had no idea.
Wow. Okay, so listen, this sounds pretty innocent. Tracy, Rudy, let's get you guys on a second date.
I mean, I'm super busy, and I'm not going to have him come to another yoga class. So, I mean, maybe we could, like, get a juice after a class or something. But, I mean, I just got work every day and yoga every night. So.
Well, here, maybe you guys can just figure it out off the air.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, there you go, Rudy. We're glad we could help, brother.
All right, hey, Tracy, I'm going to call you right now.
Okay, I'll pick up.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.